on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a wall, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising 'cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. This is Mark Kent. I'm your host out here. And as soon as I find my cue cards, I'll tell you what's going on. No.
It's just another Saturday in Reading. You know, you got to love it.
We're sponsored by North State Consultants. Consultations are by appointments only. We always need sponsors and advertisers. If you want to give us a call at 530-221-0101 and talk to Linda if you'd like to help. Today is January 12th, 2013. And I'm here in the studio with my sister, Linda.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Rachel, our trusted soundboard operator and all-around great gal.
Good morning.
Who has her own show?
I do, every Sunday.
At four.
Don't know what we're going to talk about tomorrow.
There you go. It's kind of like us. We just show up.
Yeah, probably milk, because it's really getting out of control. So
you can have Duvenvorden.
I forgot
Duvenvorden.
Duvenvorden.
My dog had puppies, so I've been
Well, you got priorities.
Life has puppies.
Yeah,
priorities. Yeah, we're going to talk about milk tomorrow, probably.
If you'd like to join us in the chat room at KCNR1460.com, please feel free to do so and get in on the conversation, or call in at 530-605-4567. Our shows are all podcast and archived as well. I'll get that up. And we're streaming worldwide, so you could be in Singapore right now listening to us if it wasn't 3 o'clock in the morning. So let's see. Have we got any veterans events?
Yes, we do. The AMVETS Ladies Auxiliary Post 4 with Wounded Warrior Project has a fundraiser coming up in February on the 16th. It will be at the Senior Citizen Hall at 2290 Benton Drive. And that starts at 5 o'clock with a no-host bar.
A no-host bar.
No
host. I thought that was like a no-holds bar.
No.
Oh, sorry.
And then the United States Navy Band from Washington, D.C. will be here in Reading at the Convention Center on the 17th of February. There is no charge for the tickets. The tickets will be available after Tuesday at the Convention Center box office. So if you want your tickets and listen to some good music down there.
Very good. Very good.
Everybody get in line. Yeah, get your ticket.
Get involved.
And then back to the Wounded Warrior Project and the AMVETS. If you want more information and need tickets, you can give me a call at 221-0101 or to Treva at 221-7433.
Very good. Let's see. Reading Tea Party, 6 p.m. Monday night. I'm not sure what's going on there.
I'm not sure either.
Maybe we can look that up during the break or something and figure it out, or somebody will call in and let us know. My first quote is, all political power comes from the barrel of a gun. Now, everybody always comes up with the all political power comes from the barrel of a gun by Chairman Mao, but they don't read the rest of it. The rest of it says, the Communist Party must command all the guns. That way, no guns can ever be used to command the party. I find that quite interesting, considering the current climate in Washington.
That's true.
Now, the next one is, the strongest reason for the people to retain the right to keep and bear arms is, as a last resort, to protect themselves against tyranny in government. Now, when Thomas Jefferson said that, he was fighting his own government. It wasn't some foreign land. Great Britain wasn't a part of it. It was them. It was their own people that was, time after time after time we've seen this in history. So, to say that it's a stretch that your own government gets out of control, Look around, guys.
What was your first clue that there might be a problem?
They're not out of control. Come on. All right. So anyway, those are the quotes of the day. A couple of updates. We've got several things on Mr. Obama's stellar track record of avoiding this records release of his records from school and this and that. But what's happening here that's really very interesting, and for some reason I seem to have misplaced the article here. I'll pull it up here. It's made it to the Supreme Court, the challenge on his selective service records. In fact, the Chief Justice, John Roberts, who voted in favor of Obamacare, interestingly enough, has now thrown the challenge in front of the whole Supreme Court to examine the fact that, to review his eligibility, which is kind of interesting, because if there was nothing to it, why would he put it in front of the Supreme Court in the first place? They usually just don't want to hear the cases. And so this was done, and I finally have the article here. Breaking news, Chief Justice of the Supreme Court John Roberts schedules a case by attorney Tayes regarding Obama's forged ID to be heard in conference before the full Supreme Court. So evidently there's something going on here, because it says this is an article from the Bertha Report .com. Let's see. Please keep in mind, Richard Nixon was reelected, sworn in, but later was forced to resign as a result of Watergate. Over 30 high-ranking officials of the Nixon administration, including Attorney General of the United States and the White House counsel, were indicted, convicted, and went to prison. Obama forgery gate is 100 times bigger than Watergate. More corrupt high-ranking officials, U.S. attorneys, the attorney generals and judges were complicit, committing high treason by allowing a citizen of Indonesia and possibly still a citizen of Kenya, Barack Obama, a.k.a. Barry Sobarko, and so forth. I'm not necessarily saying that, but we do know that there's an ID, we have a stolen Social Security number, we have a forged Selective Service out there. So if you want to go look this up, go to the Supreme Court website of the United States, and you will see that what I'm telling you is absolutely true. And that's at www.supremecourt.gov/search, and then go from there. I'm not going to try to read off the whole docket numbers and everything, but it is there. And interestingly enough, there's some other things that are going on, too, in the Benghazi thing. It seems that a general now has come forward to say that whole thing with the Benghazi is getting out of hand, because he's saying that this whole thing was set up and Obama actually was setting it up and coercing with the enemy to trade the have a kidnapping done of the ambassador and then trade him for the blind sheik. Now, if that's true, and we got a high-ranking general saying it, I'm not saying one thing or the other except reporting the news here. That is a pretty interesting story, and if that's true, there's some real problems, and there's some real problems now.
Yeah, we know that there's some real problems.
Yeah.
We just need to get to the bottom of it and find out exactly what did
transpire. Yeah, what's going on?
Yeah,
what's going on? So we've got several things in the mix here that are, becoming quite interesting in the arena out there. And it's just interesting that, wouldn't you find it that would be news, whether you believe it or not? Isn't it news that there's a Supreme Court challenges, that's going to be heard on the Obama records and IDs and all that stuff? I guess the mainstream media is blacking that out for what reason? Because it's not news? Or maybe if there's something really there, they don't want to have more people looking into it and finding out.
Are they a little afraid there?
Yeah, what's going on? Or are they on the payroll?
Well, there's that, too.
They're supposed to be the watchdogs in reporting the news. Maybe they're on the payroll. So I don't know, but it's getting ugly. So anyway, I think we need to go to a break here and then regroup.
Okay. I guess with that, this is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media, and we'll see you on the other side.
I've been down, you move too fast.
Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. I've changed my Saturday show, Positively Healthy, to include more local chiropractors. Listen to Dr. Todd Royce, Dr. Dave Paris, Dr. Maria Salas, and me. We're on Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock. Be listening to Positively Healthy, and you might just learn something that could change your life. Again, that's Positively Healthy here on KCNR 1460.
Attention all brides, grooms, and families. Sunday, January 27th at 11 a.m., Simpson University presents the Bridal Guide Wedding Show. More than 150 professional vendors. Plan your wedding all in one day, all in one place. Lots and lots of great prizes, including a honeymoon vacation, food tasting, cake samples, DJs, bands, honeymoon travel, and so much more. Just for you on your special day. Plan to attend and meet professionals who can make your wedding day special. For more information, call 223-3868. See you there!
Join We the People Radio every Sunday morning with Elizabeth Woodward and Aaron Ryan, where we talk about all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
Let's roll, America. There's a job to be done.
This two-hour program offers you the opportunity to learn about issues the mainstream media only delivers in sound bites. Go to our website, wethepeopleradio.us, learn about people that are coming on the show, and if you'd like to hear them in person, find a Tea Party meeting near you. You can find that link at wethepeopleradio.us as well.
This Sunday, we welcome back former Reagan Education Department appointee and government whistleblower Charlotte Thompson Iserby, author of The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, the book that'll change the way you look at your child's education. We'll catch up with Charlotte as she tells us about America's deceptive hidden truths that she continues to expose on We the People, Sunday mornings, 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
That's good stuff. Let's go in a little more into this scandal. This comes from the Western Center for Journalism. You can look that up at the www.westernjournalism.com. And the title of the story, and this is written by Floyd and Mary Beth Brown. The scandal that will bring Obama down. It's even worse than we previously thought. A retired four-star admiral is now claiming that Barack Obama intentionally conspired with America's enemies to stage a bogus attack and the kidnapping of an American ambassador so he could negotiate the release of a hostage and bolster his mediocre approval ratings just prior to the election. The October surprise, if you will. The Washington Examiner quoting retired four-star Admiral James Lyon, writes, the attack on the American consulate in Benghazi was the result of a bungled abduction attempt, the first stage of an international prisoner exchange that would have ensured the release of Omar Abdel-Rahman, the blind sheet guy, right? But something went horribly wrong with Obama's October surprise. Although Obama administration intentionally gutted security at the consulate prior to the staging of the stage kidnap, a fly got in the ointment. Former Navy SEALs Tyrone Wood and Glenn Dowdy, how do you say that?
Dowdy.
Yeah. Glenn Dowdy, disobeyed direct orders to stand down, saved American lives, single-handedly killed scores of the attackers, and the attackers, believing that Obama had betrayed them, tortured Ambassador Cress Stevens and dragged his body through the streets. Some will say that Admiral Lyon's accusation is not a smoking gun. We agree. That's exactly why Congress must investigate Benghazi Gate. Moreover, we firmly believe that the problem with Admiral Lyon's assertions is that he is only scratching the surface. The full and complete truth may be much, much worse. Benghazi is not about a bogus YouTube video series of lies. It is about the Obama administration's foreign policy ineptitude, or out-and-out treason. We're dealing with something much more sinister, something potentially treasonous. The following questions posed in the article in The New American go to the heart of the matter. What was the Obama administration's full role in helping violent jihadists? And it goes on. You can read. I'm not going to go through the whole article. Did a half-baked scheme, blah, 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 blah. Okay, but why is a four-star admiral coming out and saying there's a problem here? What, for attention?
Yeah, you gotta wonder what the heck's going on.
Well, the way
we knew that there was something wrong.
The way that people disappear sometimes that are involved in any of these things, like the whole SEAL team from the Obama, Bin Laden thing, and then the one of the head guys that committed suicide in Afghanistan. Man, you got to be careful about wanting to get attention.
At least that type of attention, anyway.
Excuse me. So yeah, exactly. So what else do we have on the? On the agenda here. Let's see. Oh, another one for the Obama appeals court. Excuse me. I still kind of have that cough. Breaking news. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeal to hear the petition by Attorney Taze again to expedite default judgment against the Commissioner of Social Security, Michael Astru, and release of the SS-5 application for the Connecticut Social Security number fraudulently used by Obama. Now, isn't this interesting? I mean, it's just that I don't know. How much stuff is there out there that just keeps cropping up? The petition to expedite the default judgment against the Commissioner from the case that was filed in the U.S. District Court, Taze versus Democratic Party. This again comes from the Bertha Report. This is a racketeering case. Now, explain to me, somebody, why does Obama have a stolen Connecticut Social Security number? And that's pretty much a proven fact. 0426844425, according to the databases. And E-Verify, the SS number Obama is using, is a stolen Connecticut Social Security number. Well,
how does that work?
Yeah, you just we'll pull one out of the hat, and so he fraudulently assumed this number around 1980. This is not something out of the ordinary. Thousands of illegal aliens do the same thing when they assume social security numbers of deceased individuals. The person was deceased whose death was not reported to the death index of Social Security Administration, and the numbers remains active at the death. You know, remember when we had the person call in weeks ago about the she was immigration?
Yes.
We lost the number.
We would love to have her give us a call back. If you could give us a call at 221-0101 or while we're on the air at 605-4567 or in the chat room to give me your information, that would be wonderful.
Yeah, we'd like to get back a hold of you and talk to you. We didn't forget about you. We just got screwed up and
it got lost in the shuffle, unfortunately.
Unfortunately. So anyway, so let's get back on the story here. So there's been additional investigations on this. One is done by licensed investigator Susan Daniels and former Scotland Yard officer of the elite unit.
That's it.
Proliferation units. Neil Sankey showed that Obama used other Social Security numbers, which were either bogus, never issued numbers, or numbers of deceased individuals. Noteworthy is his use of the Social Security number of Lucille Ballantyne, a deceased mother of the actuary of the Social Security Administration, Harry Ballantyne, whose activity warrants investigation. So all I'm saying is here, we've got just time after time after time of weird stuff cropping up here, and none of the media reports any of this.
Yep.
It's insane.
Yeah, and it's hard to believe that it's just time after time after time, issue after issue.
Well, you know, like Dad used to say, where there's smoke,
there's fire.
There's fire. I'm not sure how hot it's going to get, but there's definitely some fire going on here, so it's just interesting that the whole thing is happening here. And what else have we got going here?
I wanted to let the people know out there that on January 19th, there is going to be a rally, Guns Across America. It's for pro-gun. And I'm not sure. I believe it's going to be on the corner of Hilltop and Dana, but don't quote me on that one. But we will let you know as it gets closer to that.
Okay, very good. I see Sally is looking for the Supreme Court docket where she can find that number. I would go to the birthreport.com and they have the actual docket, the whole, what do they call it, the transcript or the court document that shows the docket number on there, and you can go right down to that, and then that'll get you where you need to go. So go to thebirthreport.com, and that has it there. So anyway, let's see what else we got here. Yeah, we're going to be going through a video here pretty quick on we're going to talk about the gun-free zones and so forth. And so this is probably as good a lead-in as any. We've got this. This comes from our friend at Project Veritas, James O'Keefe. This is from WND. Journalist rejects personal gun-free zone signs.
You can't make this stuff up.
It's just funny. So they released all the names of all the gun owners and all over back there and so forth. So O'Keefe, you know, being the rascal that he is, thought that he would go out to all of their houses and ask them if they wanted to put gun-free zone signs on their houses, the journalists.
I guess maybe they declined.
Yeah, it didn't go over real big. Although the many members of the news media publicly endorsed officially designating schools, movie theaters, and other venues as gun-free zones, you'd never know it from their private actions. this is a great story. So this evidently went viral.
We'll do the video.
We're going to do it after the break.
Yeah.
So we'll do that. We'll read this story, and then we'll go into the video. O'Keefe's crew asked journalists working for CNN, MSNBC, and others whether they would put a sign on their lawn that says, "Citizens against senseless violence, this home is proudly gun-free." No journalist wanted the signs. Imagine that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't imagine that they declined that offer like that.
Yeah. And many journalists had armed guards. A little hypocrisy going on there. I don't want you to have any way to defend yourself because I got my own defense. You know, I'm just going to hire a bunch of armed guards because I believe I'm in gun-free zone.
Yeah. But that seems to be going around all over as far as that goes.
Yeah, I know. You know. It's like I saw a picture of Obama's kids' school. There's snipers on the top of the building.
Oh, not just guards. We got snipers. Okay.
Yeah, that's
okay for
seems
him.
A little hypocritical to me.
Yeah.
Let's see. So it goes on. They also showed up at Eric Holder's house. And authorities came to protect him.
And how did they do that?
With armed guards.
Oh. Imagine that.
Yeah, incidentally, the sign was left on one person's lawn, a non-journalist we used as a decoy to legitimize the across the street. So they say put one sign across the street on a non-journalist home to say, "Hey, he's got a sign, what about you?" And someone driving by took a picture, and now it has gone viral on the Facebook of pro-gun groups. The video will resort. They're going to evidently. This will be released here pretty soon. The video of this stuff. And just before November election, Virginia State Board of Elections asked attorney Ken Cuccinelli to investigate a video report that caught the field director for the Democratic U.S. Representative Jim Moran's campaign in an apparent conspiracy to commit election fraud. Unbelievable. Anyway, so this whole thing is you can go to get this off WDN or WND WorldNet Daily, and so Eric Holder, he thinks everybody else has gun-free zones except them. Doesn't that kind of remind you of that quote we just talked about, the Communist Party? You know,
Well, it's right in line with
everybody. Get guns from everybody else.
Except us.
Because we don't want them used on us. We just want to use them on other people. So.
No.
Unbelievable.
Time to wake up, folks.
Time to wake up. And I got an idea. Because of a tragedy of killing children that's absolutely unconscionable, off the boards, off the charts, we're going to disarm a nation and put everybody at risk instead of beefing up security at the schools. So when did the debate change?
From protecting the kids?
From protecting the kids to confiscation of guns. That seems like a leap, because if there was an honest conversation going on here, we'd be talking about how we could say, you know, protect the kids, not how we could take guns from the nation.
Interesting,
so,
huh?
I think we're getting close to a break.
I think we are.
Okay.
If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
Well, no one told me about her, the way she lied. Well, no one told me about her, how many people cried. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Megastar Mortgage, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Like your turkey deep fried? Well, just for the holidays, you can take your used cooking oil to the City of Reading Household Waste Facility and dispose of it absolutely free. Don't pour the oil down the drain or put it in the trash. Pour the cooled oil back in the jugs it came in and take it to the City of Reading Transfer Station at 2255 Abernathy Lane. They can take cooking oil Tuesday through Saturday between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. through January 15th. For more information, you can call 224-6201 and enjoy that turkey.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes, from back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
Okay, we're back. I like that song. Of course, I pick all the songs, so of course I like them. I know, call me crazy. All right.
We won't say nothing to that. Yeah, no comment.
So I did post that, Earl. I think let's try posting it again for Sally out there. Let's see if that works. There it is.
Yep, right. It's on there.
Okay, perfect. So let's go ahead and run that video that we were talking about. This is a great video, and this comes from this is about the debt ceiling, gun control, and so forth. And go ahead and run the video. And this is actually from USA Watchdog. And so,
cue it up. Greg Hunter, welcome to the weekly news wrap up for Friday, January 11th, 2013. Well, it looks like the gun control debate has pushed off the budget debate, the critical, severe budget debate, right out of the limelight, and now it's all gun control all the time. You know, this budget debate is serious. This is the most serious budget debate I think we've had in modern history. Really, I think it's the serious budget debate ever. The full faith and credit clause of the United States could be called into question. In other words, we may not pay our bills. The debt ceiling has to be raised, or they have to make massive cuts to compensate for it. I mean, debt ceiling, we're talking about $1 trillion or $2 trillion. Last time they raised it a couple of trillion. I'm sure they want another couple of trillion. Actually, the Obama administration wants the debt ceiling raised to infinity. What about all these sequestration, these mandatory cuts in welfare and military spending? What about coming up with a deal to cut the government spending? This is absolutely frightening. Listen, the Joint Chiefs of Staff not too long ago, Admiral Mullen, said that the debt problem in America is a national security issue. This is a big issue. And they're talking about gun control, and this is mad dash for some sort of gun control right now, right here. They couldn't wait a couple of months after they got this debt thing solved. And it makes me ask this question. Are they really hurrying up some sort of gun control issue? And also Biden said, hey, they can do this by executive order. Really? What about that Constitution? And I think the bigger issues, let's start and work our way out. The bigger issues are, what about all these psychotropic drugs? What about every one of these people that shot people up in Newtown and shot people out in California? Every one of these people is insane. They are insane. And they're taking these psychotropic drugs. What about an inspection of our mental health system in America? Why these people are institutionalized? What about asking the drug companies and taking a look at these drugs? Maybe they don't work very well if people are taking them and shooting people in mass, if crazy people are taking them and shooting people. And we'll expand out even farther. Is that why are they doing this mad dash for gun control? Is it because the economy really is on shaky, shaky grounds, despite the fact they keep telling us we're in a recovery? If we were in a recovery, would the Fed feel like it had to print up $85 billion open-ended to infinity every month to buy the fraud of bankers and to prop up the U.S. government by buying treasuries $40 and $45 billion? Would they be doing that? Also, interest rates set to near 0% until 2015? And what about all the rampant banker fraud and crime? I think it's pretty safe to say that we have had rampant banker fraud and crime, and none of this is fixed. So does that make the economy stronger, or does it make it weaker? I suggest weaker. HSBC, for example, the reason why regulators only fine them about $2 billion for laundering money for Mexican drug cartels for a number of years, and also terrorist groups, the reason why they only fine them is that, according to the regulators, they are afraid of bringing down the financial system. Not just bringing down HSBC, the financial system. HSBC is another bank in a long list of banks that did various money laundering things. But let's just go with HSBC late last year with this nearly $2 billion fine. And what about all the other fraud that has gone completely unpunished criminally? I mean, we have all these mortgage-backed securities basically have big banks like J.P. Morgan recently paid a $300 million fine. They just had a big settlement by the Federal Reserve where, globally these banks all got off the hook for creating these terrible mortgages. They sold liar loans. They misled people. They packaged these liar loans into securities. They were AAA rated when indeed they weren't. The Fed's buying them at $40 billion a month. So they're fraudulent. They were equal to a treasury, and no, they weren't. The Fed expanded their balance sheet by, what, $3 trillion or so. And they're continuing to do this. LIBOR, the rate rigging scandal, is a granddaddy of all frauds. I mean, $800 trillion in interest rates are set off the London Interbank Offered Rate, LIBOR, and fines so far, just fines. And I've long thought two reasons. A, I think these guys contribute massive amounts of money to campaigns, and they bought off our politicians. And then the other thing is that I think the regulators are afraid they're going to implode the system, as they mentioned, as the reason why they didn't pursue criminal charges against HSBC. So is the government afraid of another financial calamity, Are they afraid of having armed citizens with guns? Can the economy really be fixed? Can it really be fixed? And what are they doing to fix it? Just finding some banks? Just find them? Find them and, okay, we're done. Really? I don't think the economy has been fixed, and I'm not sure it really can be fixed before a collapse. Next up, AIG. AIG will not be involved in a lawsuit, a shareholder lawsuit. The company will not. The shareholders think they got a raw deal, that the shareholders of AIG didn't get enough money for their stock, in the financial meltdown where the taxpayers ponied up $182 billion ultimately to bail out AIG. They didn't get it. We helped them. We didn't help them enough, us taxpayers. Really? What do you suppose those AIG shares would have been worth if we wouldn't have bailed them out? A number approaching zero? Maybe a negative number after all. At one point, we put in $182 billion into AIG. And to the AIG shareholders, I say, what a bunch of ungrateful weasels. At least the company knew better than to bite the hand that bailed them out. Next up, Jack Lew. Jack Lew is going to be named Treasury Secretary. You see him right here with the President. He's going to be the new Treasury Secretary, replacing Tim Geithner. And, he's a derivatives guy, expert, in part, from Citigroup. And he came up, with the budget with President Obama in 2011 that couldn't get any votes at all. It was defeated, I think, 97-0 in 2011. That was a budget. He said that, we can look the American people in the eye and tell them that we're not adding to the national deficit. Senator Jeff Sessions from Alabama said that was one of the biggest, basically lies he's ever heard while he's in Washington, D.C. And this is the guy that the president is nominating to be the new Treasury Secretary, a banker. Well, hey, at least it's not a banker from Goldman Sachs. Finally, record amounts of Silver Eagles were sold on one day this past week, and almost like 4 million Silver Eagle U.S. minted coins. What do you suppose a U.S. Eagle would be worth if they went ahead with this trillion-dollar platinum coin idea so we could, expand the debt ceiling by $1 trillion with one coin? What do you think an eagle would be worth? Well, let's see. An ounce of platinum, and I figured the coin would be an ounce. An ounce of platinum is worth about 1630 an ounce. An ounce of platinum. And so, I'll tell you what the rest of the world would think. They wouldn't take a look at this academically like, well, we could print all the money we want. The rest of the world would say, the dollar is worth $1 trillion for an ounce of platinum. Therefore, an ounce of gold is worth, I guess, $1.1 trillion. An ounce of silver would be worth maybe $5 billion. You think that caused some inflation, some perceptions of inflation? If they had a $1 trillion coin and deposited at the Treasury to expand our debt ceiling? That is so stupid. I can't even believe anybody even came up with it. I can't even believe academics said, oh, this might work. Really? It would work. It would crush the economy and cause inflation so fast you wish that you'd never even thought of that idea. And the economy, as I said, is already on very, very thin ice. That's the way I see it. I'm Greg Hunter. Thank you for supporting USAWatchdog.com.
That was such a great little videotape that I couldn't resist putting it on because he covered so many things.
Yes, he did.
And very astutely, I mean, the idea that we've been fed this recovery thing for, going on 5 years now, and there's actually people, you got to be seriously stupid at this point to believe anything they're telling you on any of these programs that are saying that we're in the recovery
stage.
Seriously stupid. And so, I'm sorry if I offended anybody, but I'm not really sorry. Because you are seriously stupid if you believe these guys. And so, what about Europe? Isn't Europe fixed?
Sure it is.
Oh, yeah, Europe's really fixed. That's why Greece is now, the unemployment rate in Greece now is for 15 to 24-year-old males is 56%.
Wow.
And for the rest of the population, it's 23, 24, something like that. I don't have the exact figure in front of me. So it's getting better over there, other than their implosion is happening, and it's accelerating, and pretty soon Europe is...
And that's kind of what we got going on here. Unemployment is on the rise.
So we might as well just go to break now. We'll come back with a little bit of Europe and clean it all up and send you right back out there into that recovery.
If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
We were born before the wind, also younger than the sun. Yeah, the bonnie boat was won as we sail into the mystic.
Three little words that will change your life forever. You have cancer. You also have choices. At Pace Cancer Center, we believe that the battle against cancer can be fought with a positive attitude, care, and excellent medicine. Dr. Pramila Dhanuka is a board-certified oncologist, and she is offering the highest level of care for cancer patients for over 10 years. At Pace, you'll discover why hundreds of local cancer survivors have chosen Pace Cancer Center for treatment. To learn more about your choices available at Pace Cancer Center, call 247-1425.
You are a responsible gun owner, whether you like to hunt, target shoot, enjoy working on weapons, or just want to own one for protection. Bastiani Arms is the place for you. Bastiani Arms is Redding's leading firearm headquarters. Friendly, professional customer service, a commitment to education, and Redding's finest product lines. They pride themselves on only selling quality firearms. Hunters, target shooters, and law enforcement officials agree that Bastiani Arms is a trusted resource for advice, sales, and repair of firearms. They've earned a reputation for quality and excellence, and they're committed to safe, responsible gun ownership. Call Bastiani Arms today at 530-222-8222 and talk to one of their trained professionals. Ask about their firearm instruction, concealed carry, and hunter safety classes. See Bastiani Arms at 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading or call 530-222-8222. Bastiani Arms. Join the revolution.
Tune in for Haven Humane Society's Animal Talk the last Thursday of each month from 8 to 9 a.m. on KCNR Free Fire Media. A Haven Humane Society staff member will make a guest appearance each month to take questions on air about the pet topic of the month. You'll learn about pet health care, pet adoptions, dog training, volunteering, and much, much more. So be sure and listen for Haven Humane Society's Animal Talk right here on KCNR 1460 on your radio dial.
Sovereign Mind Radio. Hope you liked that one. That was for Rachel.
Yeah. She's going to start crying.
That's, Rachel That's comes from the Shenandoah Valley.
Well, sort of.
Sort of. Yeah. Anyway. So there you have it. And we're back. And good grief. Does anybody believe anything that they're being fed with the mainstream media out there? Other than, my favorite one is we get the facts right or...
We're fair and balanced. We get the facts
right. Only we don't tell you anything of value.
Well, we never talk about the big issues that are really going on.
Isn't that interesting? Isn't that special? So, continuing down our road of economic recovery here, I'm reading from the Economic Collapse. That would be the economiccollapseblog.com. By the numbers, 20 facts about the collapse of Europe that everybody should know. Well, wait a minute. I thought Europe was fixed.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's all good over there.
You've been watching Fox News again. Here we go. For number one, manufacturing activity in both France and Germany has contracted for 10 months in a row. Number two, unemployment rate in the Eurozone has now risen to 11.8%, a brand new all-time high. Number three, 17 months in November, Italy experienced the sharpest decline in retail sales that it experienced in 17 months. Number four.
Recovery.
Yeah, isn't this great? We're recovering. If we recover any more, we're all going to have barrels strapped around us, and we walking in the street with signs will work for clothes. This is what's happening in Europe. This is what's coming here, guys. And so you need to be prepared. I hate to beat a drum over and over and again.
Yeah, I was going to tell the people about. I just talked to a lady that had been over in Guam. And she was visiting her son over there. He's in the military. But anyhow, her sister loves to do gardening, and she buys her seeds from all over the world. Anyway, over in Guam right now, those little packages of seeds for vegetables.
Heirloom seeds.
Heirloom seeds.
Yes.
Go for, folks? $24 to $75 a package.
No inflation there.
No inflation. So if you don't think it can happen, think again, because it is over there right now.
Pretty soon you're going to be buying your heirloom seeds in the parking lot. Hey, man, you got any seeds? No. I got some, but they're like...
We're undercover now.
$20 a seed.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, and you feel like you're doing a drug deal. Yeah.
Back to the recovery thing. See, we're in such a good recovery, you know.
Yeah, here we go. Let's know where we at. Number seven, the unemployment rate now in Greece is 26%. A year ago, it was 18.9%. We are on a path to Greece here, guys, because of the unsustainable debt and the spending problem that nobody wants to acknowledge in the mainstream media or in the government or tell everybody the truth as to what's going on here.
You mean we can't just raise taxes?
Well, we're going to raise taxes so we can give them right back to you after we deduct 98% for administration costs.
Oh, okay.
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah.
That'll work.
That works for me.
And I got another idea. We can make a trillion-dollar coin. Yeah, boy. You can't make this stuff up.
No, you can't.
And people will believe anything that if it comes off of mainstream media. Yes, we'll believe anything they tell us. Black is white is black. Who cares?
There you go.
Yeah. And we're in recovery.
Yeah, sure we are.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Just like Greece. So, Greece is the word that you... No. sorry, I can't help myself.
Oh, yes.
Somebody stop
me. And the good old payroll tax. We can't forget the payroll tax.
Oh, yeah.
On
we're
going
to go over more and more. I'm actually going over a class Monday for taxes and the new changes and blah, 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 blah. That's why I've kind of been putting that off a little bit, because I like to do my homework before I just spout. Sometimes I just spout, you know.
Yeah. A lot of times, but anyhow, yeah, we have some courses coming up, so we can kind of maybe know what the new tax laws
are. We kind of like to disseminate actually accurate information as opposed to just disseminating information. Which, you know, this is the information age, but, you know, the problem with information is there's good information, there's bad information, and if all you do is suck up a bunch of bad information, yeah, you think that a trillion-dollar coin might work. Really? You know, I have to go back to my Jersey thing. It's like, you know, I went to the doctor and they told me I need a brain scan. I said, okay. I went in and they said, the doctor said, hey, the brain scan on you and I find nothing.
Yeah, we kind of know.
I love that one. Yeah, I find nothing. So anyway. So, back to recovery. Yeah. So where were we? Oh, today the poverty rate in Greece. Oh, let's go with number 10. 28% sales of French-made vehicles in November were down 28% compared to a year earlier. Number 11, 36% today. The poverty rate in Greece is 36%. Back in 2009, it was only 20%. Number 12, the unemployment rate for workers under the age of 25 in Italy, a brand new all-time high, 37.1%. Number 13, 44%, the astounding 44% of the entire population of Bulgaria is facing severe material deprivation.
Can't even get that one out real easy.
When I'm reading this stuff, I'm getting angrier. Because I'm tired of these guys spewing this garbage out in the mainstream about recovery.
Everything's good.
Anybody with half a brain can look at some of the real places, the real stats, go to some sources, and see that they are lying. They're not making a mistake. This is not botched. This is not, oh, gee, he misspoke. They're lying.
All you got to do is get in your car and drive around a little bit, and you can see that they're lying about so many things.
Oh, yeah, we've got a recovery going out there in Shasta County.
Yeah, unemployment rate is down.
Crime rate up. Unemployment.
And why is it that they're offering this false hope? You know, it's just to...
Because they don't want to take any responsibility.
Right. Just they want status quo.
Yep.
They
want
to keep their jobs.
Just keep voting. Yeah, if anybody wants to see a good one, go to the 24-Hour Patriot website and watch the Dots one. That's a good one.
Yeah, that is a good one.
Yeah, why do you keep voting us in? Because we will... and then one dot. Anyway, you have to go see it. So, how much time we got left? I think I'm rambling and rant. We got 4 minutes.
We got 4 minutes.
I'm on a rant. Gee, that's really...
Surprise, shock.
Is everybody shocked?
I am.
Rachel is shocked.
Totally
shocked. Yeah.
Is it still a rant if it makes perfect sense?
I'm not sure if that's a rant or a rave.
Nice. We do have light sticks in the studio.
Just saying, folks.
Oh, yeah. Elizabeth on the chat room just reminded me, you know that now we're going to have a balanced budget in California with a $21 billion surplus because Jerry Brown said so on Friday.
Yeah.
Really? Are you kidding me? Are you seriously stupid to believe that? I mean, come on. This guy just goes, well, I've decided it sounds like the federal level. I'm king, and I have decided that we're going to have a surplus next year.
Yeah, we're
going to
have a surplus, and we're not cutting spending.
It doesn't matter that everybody's leaving California like there's a plague to get out of here because the business environment is so draconian, you can't even make a living. And half the people are on entitlements, and they're sucking the treasury dry. And we've got a $90 billion or whatever it is, train to nowhere into the middle of the desert, and we're going to have a surplus next year. Really?
Sure. Our governor told us so.
I like Elizabeth. It's a miracle.
Yeah. You know it.
Thank you, Lord. It's a miracle. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I think we got a caller on the line. I'm not sure who it is.
They have him every day down at the legislature.
Oh, we've got Terry on the line.
Well, you better hurry up, Terry, because we're running out of time.
We got about 3 minutes.
Yep. Go ahead, Terry. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. I just got to say this is the most fun I've ever heard having depressing news told
to me. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much.
I guess we won't call it fair and balanced.
It was absolutely hilarious. That was good. I mean, it's all true. I mean, they're lying to us. It sucks, but you guys made it funny.
Well,
we're glad we made your day in somehow. Some fashion.
All I can say is this is a gift, you know?
They didn't find nothing.
Yeah, they didn't find nothing.
But, you know, anyway, thanks again for bringing that. And, you know, really and truly, the truth always has a line of humor in it. And unfortunately, you guys are speaking the truth. Thanks for doing that for all of us.
Thank you very much, Terry.
Thank you, Terry.
We appreciate it. Okay.
Kids.
All right, have a great day.
Okay, so we got, a Bennett? Okay, we got to go over our Ben Franklin thing. Ben Franklin virtue. This week's virtue is frugality. Make no expense, but to do good to others or yourself. Waste nothing. Practice that all this week, and you'll be in pretty good shape.
And we'll be back next week, and I believe that we will have a guest in the studio next week.
Very good.
And
maybe.
Maybe. Never know.
You were born an original. Don't die a copy. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force. And force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master.
All right. Folks out there, get plugged in somewhere. Get off the couch. Get out there and start getting educated and plugged into what's going on.
Get involved because I said so.
All right. This is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Medium. We'll see you next week.
This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
a simple man trying to remain.
News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Vice President Biden's working this weekend on recommendations for reducing gun violence. His last meetings with people from the video game industry. Philip Hansen and Jack Atzman are developers. They're at the Consumer Electronics Show.
Growing up as a kid, my parents always said, make sure you know the difference between reality and virtual.
I think it has to be toned down. Intuitively, I believe that the use of these guns on video games sort of trains us that it's okay to use guns in a whimsical way.
The vice president says he'll deliver recommendations by Tuesday. A statewide health emergency declared in New York, allowing pharmacists to give flu shots to kids under 18.
This is one of the busiest flu seasons we've seen probably in the past 10 years.
Greg Yappelitter is a doctor in New York City. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says flu is at an epidemic level based on deaths in 122 cities, but the number of hard-hit areas is going down. The Syrian government says it's taken most of a Damascus suburb used by rebels as a base to attack the capital. The rebels, meantime, say they've